This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy, powered by Snowy Hydro, a leader in renewable energy. Call 131 806 for real Aussie energy. And Prince Wine Store, bringing wine enthusiasts the greatest wine in the world. It's that time of the week again where we attempt to tip the AFL season for 2021. I'm Jane Neild, the producer of Don't Shoot the Messenger, in the studio with Corey Perkin and Caroline Wilson. Caro, you tipped 5 out of 5 last week.
Look, it wasn't difficult.
No.
most of the favourites all won, in fairness. I mean, obviously, Bulldogs got close but lost after the siren. Hawthorn put up a valiant fight, Corrie.
It wasn't valiant, Caro. It wasn't good enough. That final quarter, they were just a pushover.
Well,
really angry about it.
Well, you tipped the Hawks, Corrie, so they let you down, and I tipped the Bulldogs. But it was so close. I was like, yes, no one else tipped the Bulldogs. Oh, Gary Rowan after the siren.
I know. Very exciting. There was a pretty dull round except for the first game and the last game, the one in Launceston.
Yeah, and a lot of our potties in our competition also tipped 5 out of 5. Lots of people, 4, a couple 3s in there. Top 5, Nest J, D-Star 9 in the number 4 position, Lee Meadows, number 3, Jane Lubinus, number 2, and Grayson Perrott is still in the number 1 position. Caro, you've jumped up to number 39 in our tipping competition, so you've kind of clawed back some ground.
Don't say where I am, Jane. It's just
6. No, I haven't actually found you. It was so far down the list, Corey.
So back to 9 games this week, Jane. Thank
you.
So heavens.
We are back, yes, to the 9 games. Still things a little iffy and dicey, and as you were saying in our main episode, Caro, you know, the fatigue setting in, that it's just all been a little bit too much for some of the players in the competition, but hopefully the 9 games and no changes of venues. So let's kick off with Thursday, June the 24th, the Brisbane Lions at the Gabba taking on the Cats, who will be buoyed after that win last week. Who and by how many points, Caro?
Brisbane will atone for that early season very narrow loss to Geelong at GMHBA and will win by 10 points.
I'm going the Catters by 15, Jane.
I am going with you, Caro, Brisbane Lions, but by 6 points. I think it's going to be a ripping game. Friday, Richmond taking on St Kilda. So, Caro, you know, 2 things sort of close to your heart, if not that have been part of your life the last couple of weeks at least. So, Tigers or St Kilda?
Well, it's must win for Richmond. They're only 2 points, secure by 2 points in the 8. So, I think they should... thrashed St Kilda earlier this year. Won't be as easy this time, but I think the Tigers.
Well, that's it's a bit of a no-brainer that Richmond will win. Look at what the bookies have got. Richmond at $1.17 and St Kilda at $5.10.
Yeah, they sometimes get it wrong, and Richmond have lost some games they were meant to win this year. Anyway, Tigers.
Tigers for you, Corey?
Yes, Tigers for me.
And Tigers for me, although wouldn't it be remarkable to see the Saints get up and... get one over your Tigers, Caro. Saturday, June 26, North Melbourne taking on the Gold Coast Suns, and down in Tassie once again. And the bookie's going with North at the moment.
Yeah, I'm back on the North train, Jane. You and I have this appalling crush on North Melbourne. I'm going North.
Hopefully a few more turn up this weekend, although I doubt it. North Melbourne.
And North Melbourne for me. The Pies taking on the Frio Dockers at Marvel Stadium on Saturday afternoon.
Collingwood.
Fremantle.
Ooh, now I'm torn. I'm going to go the Pies. Essendon taking on Melbourne at the MCG. I think this is going to be an interesting match as well. Caro?
Yeah, really hard to tip this one, but I'll stick with the Demons.
Funnily enough, I'm going to go Essendon on this one.
Yeah, I'm with you, Corrie, don't I?
Oh, don't stick with me, Jane. Hey, I'm not the tipster here.
Port Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval taking on the Sydney Swans.
Port.
And Port for me. On Sunday, the early game is the GWS Giants taking on your Hawks at Giants Stadium, Corrie.
You do not deserve my vote, Hawthorn. You do not. But I can't. I just have to stick with you because the week I don't, of course, you'll win.
No, GWS.
Yeah, GWS for me as well. And another really close and interesting match, in my opinion, West Coast Eagles, they're home, taking on the Bulldogs.
This is really tough one for me to tip, but I think I'm going to go with West Coast.
And I'm going Bulldogs.
Oh, I reckon the Bulldogs, like you said, Cara, you know, struggling, sitting in a hotel room, not really being able to do much. I'm going to go for the Doggies.
They often do well on interstate big games, Jane. Don't underestimate the Bullies.
And they are staying at a golf resort. They can sort of get outside and stuff, you know. Yeah.
They can go to the gym.
Not a lot of green space, but they can have a swim. Yep.
And then wrapping things up, Carlton at Marvel Stadium. This is a twilight game on Sunday evening, taking on the Adelaide Crows.
Oh, I think Carlton have been so disappointing. They should fire up, but Adelaide, no, I'm going Adelaide.
Yeah, I'm going Adelaide too.
I'm actually going to go for Carlton. So thank you, ladies. Thanks to everyone who has been tipping along with us right throughout the season. Back to those full fixtures and good luck with your tipping, everyone. What do we say?
Don't shoot the messenger.
Thanks for listening to this bonus footy tipping episode of the Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast, which is proudly supported by Red Energy. Red Energy also bring you the Homestyle podcast with Shayna Blaze. Of course, you'll know Shayna from her roles on TV, including as a judge on The Block and as resident designer on Selling Houses Australia. Homestyle is a fortnightly chat about design, styling and renovation. You can subscribe now. Just search for Homestyle in your favourite podcast app. Homestyle with Shayna Blaze and me, Jane Neild, proudly supported by Red Energy, 100% Australian electricity and gas.